Hello, my friend. Welcome to Life Changers. This is Dr. KB Abraham. Today, I would like to focus on faith beyond reason. Again, faith beyond reason. Have you ever visited some of the largest churches in the world? I can think of one in California. It is called the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Magnificent church with glasses all around. Big church. Go inside to see the God they worship, nothing to be seen. You would wonder what this is. Big building and no God inside. I hear the largest church in the world is in Seoul, Korea. There again, go inside this world-famous church, no visible scene of a God. You're right, it seems something is missing. That's the God Christians worship. No form or shape, no visible make. Everything is in the pure imagination of the worshipper, and yet so powerful that Christianity is still the largest religion in the world. They go by a book called the Holy Bible. The Bible doesn't give a photographic image of God. The Bible teaches, however, that God exists and that without faith, no one can please God. It also teaches that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him should worship Him in spirit and in truth. Today, I would like to talk about faith, this abstract concept that all of us have trouble understanding. Let us try to understand the word faith. All of our religions stand on this word faith. If we remove this word, religions do not have legs to stand on. In many ways, our own lives stand on faith. We can see evidences of primitive faith in all organic beings. The chicken that sits on its eggs for 21 days has some sort of intrinsic faith that those eggs will break and they will have babies. You will see this kind of phenomena everywhere. Then there is projective faith. We project our faith onto other people. For example, our trust in other people that they will not hurt us and it is okay to be with them is projective faith, or in my words, intrinsic faith. Thirdly, there is what could be termed as faith that is basically our confidence in ourselves. We take long trips alone, thinking that nothing will go wrong with our bodies as we travel. We engage in behaviors trusting our own capabilities. All of those are in the intrinsic arena. Faith in God is a totally different thing. It is creation acknowledging Creator, or man acknowledging his Maker. Someone said, faith is man's response to God's revelation. Again, faith is man's response to God's revelation. For almost all of us, to have this longing to relate to God is showing a need that was placed within us by the Maker himself. It doesn't matter how far high a kite will fly, it is still under the control of a child on the ground. The connection between the two are through a thread that often is unseen. While on the beach the other day, I saw young men on the surface of water enjoying a water sport where they are tied to a large-sized kite that at times lifts them up and drops them back on the water. To me, faith is that thread that connects us to God. The degree of faith one has depends on realization, appreciation, and commitment. The Holy Bible is all about faith. Right from the first book, we see this in operation. One of the first human beings, Abel, son of Adam, brought a sacrifice to God to please him. We read this in Genesis 4 from verse 1. By faith, Noah built an ark, expecting a flood on the earth, just as God told him. We read this in Genesis chapter 6. By faith, Abraham left his own native place to go to the promised land of God. We read this in Genesis 12. By faith, Moses led out Israel from Egypt. Exodus 2. Their journey in the wilderness was a faith journey. They had to depend on God for food and water. Crossing the Red Sea was another major step of faith. Joshua led the Israelites around the Jericho wall by faith, and that wall came down. We read this in Joshua chapter 6. By faith, young David went against a mighty Goliath and brought him down. 1 Samuel chapter 17. As we continue through the Old Testament, we see many, many such examples of faith in action. In the New Testament, one thing that Christ emphasized was faith. Look at what Christ said in Mark chapter 11 from verse 22. Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. This is awesome. Can we do it? His disciples did it. In Acts chapter 3, Peter saw a lame man sitting at the front of a temple and asked him to get up and walk in the name of Jesus, and the lame man did get that healing and he walked. In James chapter 5 from verse 14, we read, are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Who said this? The half-brother of Jesus, James. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. That is faith. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 23 we read, whatsoever does not proceed from faith is sin. Again, whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. In essence, we operate our lives with faith. Or when we operate our lives with faith, we'll be winners. What goes against faith are doubts. Wigglesworth, who by profession was a plumber, was used by God many years ago, and he said this, great faith is the product of great fights. Great testimonies are the outcome of great tests. Great triumphs can only come out of great trials. Let me read that again. Great faith is the product of great fights. Great testimonies are the outcome of great tests. Great triumphs can only come out of great trials. Kenneth Hagin, another man of God, said, feed your faith and starve your doubts. Let me read that line again. Feed your faith and starve your doubts. Friends, I hope this message was a blessing to you. I hope you'll take a moment to write to me with your prayer requests, your comments, your counseling needs, and I will surely get back with you. I will give you my address in just a couple of minutes, so please stay tuned. Don't let the sun guide upon you with His Spirit and His tongue. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your hands with sweet surrenders.
Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I hope you'll take a few moments to write to us and let us know what you think about the program. You may include your questions and comments, and also mention any new topics that you want me to consider for future programs. Let me give you my address: Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. That address again is Life Changers, P.O. Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. K.V. Abraham saying goodbye for now. The recording engineer is Tom John.